welcome to the Growth Tribe podcast, where we're all about growing ourselves to create lives we effing love on our terms. I'm Ellen, and I'm a former biomedical researcher turned coach who fell in love with personal growth when it empowered me to transform my health, quit my PhD, travel the world, and start my own business. But do not get me wrong, I'm still figuring my shit out too, and I'm so pumped to share what I'm learning along the way. We've got amazing interviews, big stories, tips, tricks, and no bullshit action steps that we can all learn from. So with that, welcome to this episode of The Growth Tribe. Hey friend, and welcome back to The Growth Tribe podcast. I am so excited today because today we're going to be talking about something that was a huge epiphany for me a few weeks back about visions, creating visions, and sometimes why there seems to be a disconnect between having the vision, having the big picture of what we want our life to turn into, but then ultimately making that thing happen. So what's the disconnect? Where are we going wrong? Because I don't know about you guys, but I've been creating visions for a long time, and sometimes it seems really hit and miss as to what parts of those visions come true. Now, I know there's a lot of stuff nowadays about manifesting and law of attraction. I've had people on here talking about that stuff, and it's not wrong because self-confirming bias or confirmation bias, as we often hear it referred to when we're talking like science, that is totally a thing. And essentially what it is from the science perspective, it is the tendency for us to search for, interpret, and favor information in a way that affirms our prior beliefs or hypotheses. So basically, we interpret new evidence that confirms our existing beliefs and theories. So how this might play out in your day-to-day life is if you say, it's a shitty day, you are going to find things that prove to you, confirmation bias, that it is a shitty day. So you're subconsciously going to look for and notice things that confirm that perspective. Whereas if you decide it's going to be a really kick-ass awesome day, you are going to find things that confirm that perspective. It basically just means that the things we look for are the things we'll find. So it's definitely a thing, and it will serve us to know and acknowledge that self-confirming bias or confirmation bias are totally things that exist. But there's a next level to it that I realized about a month or so ago, and I really want to tell you guys about because it was like an epic epiphany for me. So let's just start by establishing a little bit of context as to kind of where this all came from. Essentially, I was reviewing my vision. It's something that I listen to almost every morning. It's something that I write out at the beginning of every year. And I had an epic realization, which was really, really awesome at the time. It was essentially that there are aspects of that vision that I've realized. And that pumped me up. But additionally, as I was looking through all of this and kind of looking at the things that I had accomplished versus the things that I had not accomplished, I realized something really, really interesting. The aspects of the vision that I had accomplished were by far the ones where I had been the most tangible. For example, there's a part of my vision that I say I engage in constant personal growth, reading a book a week, and consistently working with a coach. I attend a yearly, if not more frequent, seminar. I go on retreats, do online trainings, and I'm always plugging myself into something to grow and enrich my life. I also say in that vision, I am settled in my spirituality and engage in daily meditation. Either through it or other things, I have developed true mindfulness, presence, intuition, and a true understanding of myself. So these are the two big examples that I'm looking at. And what I want to point out about both of these examples is that not only did I say, you know, this is a thing that I have in my life. I'm settled in my spirituality. I'm engaging in constant personal growth. But I got really, really tangible about what does that mean to me? In the personal growth context, it was I am doing this, this, and this. These are the behaviors that I'm doing to give me this outcome. Same with the spirituality is I wanted to have a consistent daily practice of meditation. So these are definitely simpler goals. But the thing that's really interesting about them is these were really the only things in my vision that I had gotten very tangible about. And the realization that I made was we can achieve our goals, we can achieve our big vision for our life when we get really tangible about what it will take to achieve those things. So that is really what it's about today, is if you've ever wondered why your big vision hasn't happened yet, maybe you're being a little bit too intangible. You're just thinking of, you know, I want this, this, and this, but you're not thinking about what the behaviors are, the habits, the disciplined actions that you're going to potentially have to take to create those things. I was reading a book recently that I absolutely loved. It was called The Motivation Myth. It was The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. Motivation Myth, really good too, but it was The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. And the reason I'm bringing this up, because so much of that book was about how it's not necessarily about setting the goal. It's by taking things back and getting to the process behind the goal. Because in all actuality, goals aren't achieved in and of themselves just by being a thing you put out into the universe. You have to be taking action to create it. I think it was in that book that he said something along the lines of a goal exists to create a process. And then from there, forget about the goal and just focus on the process. We can get as crazy and unrealistic as we want with our goals, as long as our process is realistic. And if the process is realistic, the goal then becomes realistic. And that works the exact same way for your big vision. I have aspects of my big vision that are insane, like super, super ambitious, but they pump me the hell up. So that's why they're in there. And I hope that is the same thing for you too. So what we're going to do today is I really want to take you through a series of 4 steps for how you can create a big vision that you can actually make happen. This isn't going to be one of those dream big and leave it there things, because I think the law of attraction and manifesting have their limits. This is going to be a dream big, and now let's get really tangible about what it's going to take to create the vision. So that really is step one. Step one is create the vision. Sit down and just think about, what do you want your ideal life to look like? I do a life evaluation, and I love to use the different, you know, facets of life in my life evaluation to kind of help me create the vision. So there's a facet that's career and purpose. There's a facet of the life evaluation that is health. So there's physical health, there's emotional health, there's an aspect that's finances, there's an aspect that's romantic relationships, personal growth, contribution. These are all facets of the life evaluation. And I kind of use these categories to create my big vision. So the vision that I create, and I do this at the beginning of every year to make sure that my vision is really, really accurate for where I am, like in my life. And if you hear pages turning, it's because I'm flipping to that in my planner right now, so I can give you real time, like what is in my vision. But essentially, I painted a picture of the environment that I'm in when I wake up in the morning. I kind of did it as sort of like an ideal day, but I paint a picture of the environment that I'm in. I paint a picture of what my career looks like, what my business looks like. I create a picture of, you know, this is the relationship that I have with my future spouse. This is the relationship that I have with my family, my friends. I talk about, you know, how my fitness and my health levels. I talk about personal growth. I talk about spirituality. I talk about the legacy that I want to leave. I get really, really creative and have a lot of fun with it. This is an opportunity for you to really, really dream big. So that is step one, is to create the vision. Every facet of your life that you can think of, and just go big. Like, this is the go big or go home time. So that's step one, is create the vision. Now, step two is I want you to focus on one part of that vision. Maybe it's your health. Maybe it is your romantic relationship. Maybe it's your business. Maybe it's your personal growth. It doesn't really matter what part you focus on, but I want you to pick a part. Maybe it is the part of your life that you're maybe closest to achieving your vision in. Maybe it's the part of your life that you're furthest away. I don't really care. I just want you to pick one part of that vision to focus in on. So maybe for me, we'll say, for the sake of giving an example, we'll talk about my business. So my big vision for my business is, I talk all about how I have freedom, I have flexibility, the kind of income potential I have, what I want to be making, the kind of impact, the number of people that I want to be impacting with my message. I talk about the kind of work I see myself doing. So all of these things are in my vision. So we're going to focus on my business as the example that we'll use today, but maybe that's not what you're focusing on. So step one, create the vision, get super, super into it, get super, you know, unrealistic if you want to think of it that way, but this is about dreaming big. Step two is then focus on one part of that vision. So just narrow it down to a piece of it. For me, we're going to talk business. Now, step three is I want you to get really, really tangible with that part of the vision that you've decided to focus on. And I want you to ask yourself, okay, to achieve this vision, what do I need to do? Who do I need to be? And what do I need to learn? This is about getting really, really tangible about action steps here. So for me, if my big vision for my business has things like, it has things like I want to give a TED talk, I want to host retreats, I want to be an Amazon bestseller. Well, what do I need to do? Who do I need to be? And what do I need to learn to do those things? Well, what I probably need to learn to give a really, really good TED talk is maybe I start looking into doing some Toastmasters kind of thing. Maybe I actually write a speech and try to apply to TED. I actually did that in May. It didn't work, but I did that in May. I applied to TED. So these are some things I can do. I realized, well, if I want to figure out what TED's like, I should probably attend TEDx Seattle. So I actually just recently bought my ticket for TEDx Seattle. So I got really tangible about what some of those specific things are that I might need to do. Who I might need to be, I might need to be a person who has a ton of clarity on my message, on the thing that if I only had 12 minutes to speak, what is that big impactful message I want to share with the world? I need to be a person who's really, really clear on that. So what do I need to learn? Maybe I need to learn a little bit more about brand messaging. Maybe I need to learn a little bit more about speech writing. But all of these things are how you take this big vision and turn it into something very, very tangible. You know, if I want to be a best-selling author, I probably need to write a book. You know, step one is probably that I need to write a book. If I want to host live retreats, I probably need to actually host a live event. So taking it down just a step from the big dream and then trying to figure out the what do I need, who do I need to be, what do I need to learn, you know, what do I need to do to make this thing happen? So getting really going from big vision, focusing on one part of it, and then getting really, really tangible about some of the steps that you might take to start inching toward creating that vision. And then the last step here, step four, is about starting to incorporate those things, but doing it incrementally. Like I probably chose the part of my life that has the most detail in it in terms of what I want to achieve. There's a lot of shit that I really want to do in my career, in my business, in my legacy. It's detailed. I have a lot of big dreams there. So maybe I won't be able to tackle all of these at once. I'm probably not going to be able to, you know, do speaking, book writing, and running retreats all at the same time. That's asking a lot of myself. So what's one thing that I can focus on? So the first thing maybe that I decide to incrementally incorporate into my life is the retreats. I start thinking about, okay, where do I want to hold a retreat? How long do I want the retreat to be? What do I want to talk about at the retreat? When do I want to give the retreat? I actually decided I'm going to host my first live event in the first quarter of 2020. I'm really pumped about it. This is the first time I've ever spoken about it in public. Exciting. So that's where I'm going to start, is with the live retreats. And the same thing with the live retreats, getting really, really tangible about what I need to do to start creating that. Some questions that I need to answer, some things that I need to figure out, some steps I need to take to start doing that. So to recap, step one is to create the vision, the big, crazy, audacious vision. Step two is to focus on one part of that vision. And I want to add before we wrap up here, there's no right or wrong answer here. It doesn't necessarily matter which part of the vision that you focus on, but the idea here is we often have a tendency to set too many goals in too many parts of our life, and we get diluted because we're not able to focus fully on any one thing. So we're not making progress, and then when we don't make progress, we lose momentum, and when we lose momentum, we lose motivation. So it's all about focusing your energy, not because you're trying to ignore the other things that you really care about, but because we have to start in one place to really make the progress that's going to be motivating. So step two, focusing on one part of that vision. Step three is getting really, really tangible about what it's going to take to achieve that vision. And there might be like subcategories in there. Like we talked about with my business goals, there were a lot of things that I wanted to achieve there. So each of those is kind of like a sub goal, if you will. So getting really tangible about what it would take to achieve the things in that part of your vision. And then step four, start incorporating those things incrementally. Don't try to do everything at once. In the same way with step two, we had you focus in on one part of that vision. Same thing with step four, because too often we tend to overwhelm ourselves by trying to do all of this shit at once. And just like I said, pertaining to step two, when we do that, we tend to lose focus, we don't make progress, we lose momentum because we're not making progress in any one particular thing, and when we lose momentum, we lose motivation. So those are my four steps for how you can start to make that big vision happen. But if anything, the takeaway I want you to have here is this. It's not just about creating the big vision. We have to get really, really tangible about what steps it's going to take, who we have to become, what we need to do, and what we need to learn to make those pieces of the big vision happen. The things that I've gotten really, really tangible about in my vision are the things that I've achieved. Now it's just about doing that with the rest of my vision, and holy shit, friends, I am so pumped to see how that pans out. So I hope this was really, really helpful to you. I hope that you got some really, really tangible action steps out of this. Sit down, do your vision, get tangible, and I'm so pumped for you, friend, to see how this starts to help you make those incremental steps forward in attaining that big vision for you. Hope this was helpful, guys, and with that, I'll talk to you next time. Bye. But before you go, one last thing. I just want to say thank you. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Growth Tribe, and thank you so much for your support. If you've been enjoying what you're hearing and you want to help me and all of our wonderful guests get their message out, there are a few things you could do. You could send an episode that you really loved to a friend that you really think would appreciate it. You could subscribe and give us a 5-star review on iTunes, or you could take a screenshot and post it in your Instagram or Facebook story. I love stories, and I would love nothing more than the opportunity to shout you out and send you a massive thank you. Once again, thank you so much for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Growth Tribe.